the sun. Since at least the late 1970s, the sun's overall radiation emissions have increased by 0.5% per decade. Between 1901 and 2000, the sun's magnetic field increased in size and strength by 230%. As of 1999, high increases in the amount of helium and heavier charged particles coming out of the sun were observed. One NASA scientist said in 2003 that the sun was more active than in living memory. A mainstream geophysical team recently proved that the sun has been more active since the 1940s than in the previous 1,150 years combined. The new brightening all started in the last 150 years. As of November 2004, this same group proved that the sun is more energetic than it has been in at least 8,000 years. Then, in 2006, NASA announced that the sun's Great Conveyor Belt, a massive circulating current of hot plasma, had slowed down from a normal walking speed of 1.0 meters per second to 0.75 meters per second in the north, and only 0.25 meters per second in the south. Prior to recent times, the speed had stayed consistent since the 19th century, and it took about 40 years, two cotons, to complete a circuit. This may be a sign that the flow of time within the sun is changing, as we discussed earlier. In 2008, NASA said this was a substantial, historic, and important change. The sun's surface flows have slowed dramatically. In 2009, NASA reported that this is the quietest sun we've seen in almost a century due to the surprising lack of sunspots and flares on the surface. BBC News admitted that astronomers were baffled by this, particularly because, as Dr. Mike Lockwood explained, the sun's overall activity peaked in about 1985 and has been on a noticeable downtrend since then, even as overall global temperatures have risen. If the sun's dimming were to have a cooling effect, we'd have seen it by now. At the same time, scientists also fear there might be a massive new peak of solar activity that could potentially fry electronics on Earth, and gave a surprisingly familiar-sounding target date of September 2012 for when this may happen. A Live Science article in 2007 seriously considered the social anthropologist Dr. Benny Pizer's suggestion that the sun could be responsible for measurable global warming on Mars, Jupiter, Neptune's moon Triton, and Pluto, as well as the Earth. Surprisingly, this is one of very few mainstream media articles to have ever made this obvious connection. But the data in Pizer's analysis is only a small part of the story. Mercury. Despite supposedly high surface temperatures, Mercury seems to have ice in its polar regions. It also has an unexpectedly dense core and strong magnetic field. Scientists would like to know how these anomalies are possible. In 2008, Mercury was found to have several signatures indicating significant pressure within the magnetosphere that it didn't have in the 1970s. By 2009, it had gotten much more intense. The messenger probe was now seeing magnetic twisters, and the scientists were surprised at how strongly it changed. These tornadoes were 10 times as strong as any ever seen on Earth. Venus. The amount of sulfur in Venus's atmosphere decreased dramatically between 1978 and 1983. Venus's overall nightside brightness increased by a whopping 2,500% between 1975 and 2001. Scientists cannot explain this sudden change in brightness, though it suggests that the oxygen content of Venus's atmosphere may have substantially increased. a tail of charged plasma trailing behind Venus, was measured to be 60,000% longer in 1997 than in the late 1970s. Both the northern and southern hemispheres of Venus dramatically brightened in January 2007, and a strange, unusual, and mysterious bright spot appeared in July 2009. Regarding this sudden new bright spot, Dr. Sanjay Lamaya said, "It's fair to say something unusual happened on Venus. Unfortunately, we don't know what happened."